La sola na 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 la braja na 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 la braja na 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 na. Dea damu na kirabana kadi dea punya bihadi. Dea damu na kirabana kadi dea. Punya vihadi daya munda vidavana chaani daya punya vihadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Bihari Jaya Gopida Navallava Jaya Girivaradhari Yasoda Nandana Jaya Vraja Janadanyana Jaya Damuna Tiravanatari Jaya Kunya Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Vihari Jaya Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Vihari Rama, 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 Hare. kita harap kesana, kita hare hare Rama, hare Rama, Rama Rama hare hare. Ita ita hare 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 Rama 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 hare hare Kita hare Krishna, kita kita hare hare, hare Rama hare Rama, Rama Rama hare hare. Kita hare 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 Rama hare Rama 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 hare 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 Krishna hare Krishna Krishna Ita hare 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 Rama hare Rama 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 hare hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Nitai Gaur Haribar, 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 Haribar. Nitai Gaur Haribar, 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 Haribar. Nita Gaur Haribar, 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 Haribar. Go Premanandi, Hari Haribar. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paramraja Kacharya Ashtada Sadasi Simati Sivaingre Silabe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Virant Goswami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sagaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shivashvari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Munamai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai, Harinam Shankirtana Ki Jai, Transcendental Bhakti Devotion Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the Assembly Bodies. All glories to the Assembly Bodies. All glories to the Assembly Bodies. All glories to C.C. Guru Shri Garanga. All glories to Shri Baba. We will have Nityananda Ram as our translator. We are very happy. So this is not very often. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading this evening from the fifth chapter, text number 10, if I'm not mistaken. Brahmani Adhaya Karmani Sangam Tyaktva Karoti Yaha Lipyate Na sa papena papa padma patram ivam basa papena means
izvezanosti. Predajući rezultate svevišnjem gospodinu ne dolazi pod utjecaj grešnog dijela, kao što lotosov cvijet ne dodiruje voda. Smisao. Ovdje Brahmani znači u svjesnosti Krišne. Materijalni svijet je sveukupna manifestacija triju guna materijalne prirode, koja se stručno naziva Pradana. Vedske himne Sarvam hi etad Brahma Mandukya Upanishada Tasmad etad Brahma Nama Rupam Anam Chajate Mundaka Upanishada Mama Yonir Mahad Brahma Bhagavad Gita 14.3 ukazuje da je sve u materijalnom svijetu manifestacija Brahmana. Mada se posljedice različito manifestiraju, ne razlikuju se od uzroka. U Išopanišadi je rečeno da je sve povezano s vrhovnim Brahmanom ili Krišnom i da zato sve pripada samo njemu. Onaj ko savršeno dobro zna da sve pripada Krišni, da je on vlasnik svega i da je stoga sve namijenjeno služenju gospodina, prirodno nema nikakve veze sa rezultatima svojih dobrih ili grešnih djela. Čak se i materijalno tijelo, gospodinov poklon, za vršenje određene vrste aktivnosti može upotrebiti u svjesnosti Krišne. Onda je iznad zagađenosti grešnim posljedicama, kao što lotosov cvijet, iako stoji u vodi, nije vlažan. Gospodin je rekao u Giti 3.30. Mai sarvani karmani sanyasya. Posveti sve svoje aktivnosti meni, Krišni. Možemo zaključiti da osoba bez svjesnosti Krišne djeluje na osnovu koncepcije o materijalnom tijelu i čulima. Ali osoba svjesna Krišne djeluje na osnovu znanja da je tijelo vlasništvo Krišne i da zato treba, da se zato treba upotrijebiti za služenje Krišne.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtavutale Shrimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vaskatya deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Unitananda Sri Advaita Garada Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Namo Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare One who performs his duty without attachment, surrendering the results unto the Supreme Lord, is unaffected by sinful action as the lotus leaf is untouched by water.
Onaj ko vrši svoju dužnost bez vezanosti, predajući rezultate svevišnjem gospodinu, ne dolazi pod utjecaj grešnog dijela kao što lotos od cvijet ne dodiruje vodu.
I suppose that everyone in the audience this evening is familiar with the idea that from attachment suffering comes.
Ja se nadam da je svako ovdje od gostiju upoznan sa tom idejom da od vezanosti dolazi patnja.
Do you know how to capture a monkey?
Da li znate kako se hvata majmun?
Very simple.
Vrlo jednostavno.
You take the pumpkin.
Uzete tikvu.
Make it hollow.
Izpušite.
Chain it to a tree.
Zavežite je za drvo.
Put a roasted banana inside.
Stavite pečene banane unutra.
And wait.
Čekate.
In Africa.
U Africi.
The monkey smells.
Monkey miriši.
Banana, banana. Comes and with a little hand goes through the hole, which is just big enough so that he can push his hand through.
Monkey osjeti, majmun osjeti miris, dođe i onda ima mala rupa koja je točno za njegovu ruku i on gurne ruku kroz tu rupu i hvata bananu.
He grabs the banana.
Hvata bananu.
Wants to take it out to enjoy it.
Želi izvući van da bi uživao.
Medutim, his hand has become a fist and is too big. It doesn't fit through the hole any longer.
Njegova ruka je sada postala šaka i ne može više proći kroz onu rupu.
Now it would be very simple for him to get slobodan.
Sada za njega bi bilo vrlo jednostavno da postane slobodan.
If he wouldn't be attached.
Kad ne bi bio vezan.
But he is so attached to the banana, he cannot let go of it, and therefore the monkey catcher has a simple task. He just grabs him by the neck and puts him into the zoo.
Za majmuna bi bilo vrlo jednostavno da se oslobodi. Sve što je potrebno je da napusti tu vezanost. Ali on to ne može, tako da bez problema lovac majmuna dođe, hvati ga za vrat i stavi ga u zoološki vrt.
This is how suffering comes from attachment.
To je kako patnja dolazi od vezanosti.
You are bound by the thing you are attached to.
Ti si vezan stvarima za koje si vezan.
You're not free any longer.
Nisi slobodan više.
To go and do what you want.
Da ideš i da radiš što god želiš.
Someone is attached to his car.
Netko je vezan za automobil.
He suffers when there is a little scram on the car.
Gdje mala ogrebotina, on pati.
Someone is attached to his country.
Netko je vezan za svoju zemlju.
He suffers when the international community talks bad about the country.
On pati kad međunarodna grupa govori protiv njegove zemlje.
Someone is attached to good notes in the school.
Neko je vezan za školu. Dobre ocjene u školi.
Etcetera, etcetera, etcetera.
Tako dalje, tako dalje.
And not only do you suffer when the attachment is disturbed, but in the process of dealing with your attachment, you become caught by the mode of passion and ignorance.
Ne samo da smo uznemireni kad su naše vezanosti uznemirene, nego mi također bivamo uhvaćeni u tu gunu neznanja i strasti.
It means one becomes full of lust.
To znači osoba postaje puna požude
and anger
i ljutnje
and frustration.
Frustracije.
This is the feast of the attached man.
To je feast vezanog čovjeka, gozba vezanog čovjeka.
Daily food.
Svakodnevna hrana.
What do you think, Atiya? Wouldn't that be a nice song for matchless gift? With him. Do you know how to catch a monkey? You know,
in this? Šta misliš, Atiya, bila bi to dobra pjesma za matchless gift? Šta misliš, kako uhvatiti majmuna?
Huh? Or is it too strong?
Ili je pre...
Little strong it is. You have to misli. So Prabhupada here, no, first Krishna speaks about the advantages of being unattached.
Ovdje Krishna govori o prednostima da budemo nevezani.
He says one is like a lotus leaf untouched by water.
On to uspoređuje sa lotosovim cvijetom kojeg ne dodiruje voda.
Please look at this example a little closer.
Pogledajmo taj primjer, molim vas, malo bliže.
The lotus flower grows within the smelling swamps.
Lotosov cvijet raste u smrdljivoj močvari.
But it's doesn't stink.
Ali ne smrdi.
It smells sweet.
Prijatno, lijepo, slatko miriše.
In other words, the lotus flower does not absorb the qualities of its environment.
Drugim rečima, lotosov cvijet ne apsorbira kvalitete svoje okoline.
This is how a devotee acts in this world.
Tako je bhakta djeluje u ovom svijetu.
He remains uninfluenced by the materialistic environment which surrounds him.
On ostaje njega ne utječe materialistička okolina koja ga okružuje.
He does not react like the rest of the people.
On ne reagira kao som ostali masa ljudi.
For instance, a devotee following celibacy.
Na primjer, bhakta slijedi celibat.
If he is in grihastha ashram or in brahmachari ashram, I mean, practically both ashrams follow these four rules and regulations.
Bilo da je u grihastha ashram ili brahmachari ashram, jedan i drugi ashram slijedi ta četiri regulacije, četiri pravila.
And although the whole world lusts around him for the pleasure of sense gratification, the devotee remains calm.
Iako cijeli svijet je požudan za čulnim uživanjem, bhakta je smiren.
He remains transcendental.
On ostaje transcendentalan.
Sometimes devotees experience it is difficult to keep the celibacy.
Ponekad bhakte imaju iskustvo da je teško održavati celibat.
In 1976, a devotee was asking Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes I feel too fallen to closely follow the regulative principles. Does it have to be a struggle?
U 76. godine bhakte su pitale Prabhupada, jedan bhakte pitao Prabhupada, Prabhupada, ja se osjećam previše palim da slijedim principe. Da li mora biti tolika borba?
Isn't it? I think we all can sympathize with this devotee.
Mislim da svi možemo saosjećati sa tim bhaktom.
So Prabhupada said, what is a struggle?
Prabhupada je pitao, što je borba?
Chant Hare Krishna, dance and take prasadam.
Pjeve Hare Krishna, pleši i uzmi prasadam.
Is that a struggle?
Da li je to neka borba?
You don't want to take it?
Da ne želiš to prihvatiti?
There's a struggle to take nice prasadam.
Gdje je borba da prihvatiš fini prasadam?
You simply take prasadam and you haven't got to struggle.
Jednostavno uzmi prasadam i ne trebaš se boriti.
Now you might ask, in this answer, doesn't Prabhupada know our Western mentalities? I mean, we often experience that by taking prasadam we become more inclined to sense gratification.
Možemo si postaviti pitanje da li je ovdje Šila Prabhupada ne pokazuje razumijevanje za nas zapadnjake. Kad mi uzimamo prasadam, onda smo još više naklonjeni čumnom uživanju.
No, Prabhupada spoke of something different.
Ali Prabhupada govori o nečem drugom.
He said, when you experience a higher taste,
rekao je, kad osjetite viši ukus,
then material pleasures are of no fascination for you.
Tada materijalna zadovoljstva više ne mogu fascinirati vas.
That is the principle.
To je princip.
Of remaining a lotus leaf in the swamps.
Da ostanete lotosov cvijet u mulju.
Mulju, yes. You don't take on the qualities of the environment, materialistic environment, if you are fixed in a higher pleasure.
Vi ne poprimate kvalitete vaše okoline ako ste ufiksirani učvršćeni u višem zadovoljstvu.
Now, the philosophical basis is given by Srila Prabhupada in his purport, how, you know, the basis of being a lotus flower.
Filozofska baza toga kako biti lotosov cvijet data je u ovom komentaru koji daje Srila Prabhupada.
We will now read from the purport. It's about in the middle of the text. One who knows perfectly well that everything belongs to Krishna, that he is the proprietor of everything, and that therefore everything is engaged in the service of the Lord, naturally has nothing to do with the results of his activities, whether virtuous or sinful.
Onaj tko savršeno dobro zna da sve pripada Krišni, da je on vlasnik svega i da je stoga sve namijenjeno služenju gospodina, prirodno nema nikakve veze s rezultatima svojih dobrih ili griješnih djela.
Let's be practical.
Ajde da budemo praktični.
Look at your telos.
Gledajmo ovo tijelo.
It's a perfect machine.
Je savršena mašina.
I can turn the hands.
Mogu okretati ruke.
I can do many things with my hands.
Mnoge stvari mogu raditi s tim rukama.
My hands belong to the body.
Moje ruke pripadaju tijelu.
I can do many things with my body.
Mogu činiti mnoge stvari s tim tijelom.
Millions. Trillions of things.
Milijone, trilijone stvari.
Now, the body, it is a present or a gift, a matchless gift, everyone has a shirt, of Krishna.
Tijelo je neprocjenjivi poklon od Krishne. Matchless gift.
He has given it to us.
On nam je to podario.
It's his property.
To je njegovo vlasništvo.
Oh, this now gets interesting.
Sada postaje interesantno.
I have a body.
Imam tijelo.
It's a present of God.
To je poklon Boga.
It belongs to God.
Pripada Bogu.
I can do millions of things with it.
Ja mogu činiti milijone stvari sa njim.
Ah! I do slučba with it.
Napravit ću službu sa njim.
This is my conclusion.
To je moj zaključak.
It's his property.
Njegovo je vlasništvo.
He owns the whole world.
Njemu pripada cijeli svijet.
Everything in the world is his property also.
Sve u ovom svijetu je njegovo vlasništvo.
Shouldn't I, you know, drive with this machine in the kingdom of God?
Zašto da trebam se ja voziti s tim tijelom u kraljevstvo Božje?
If you do not come to this conclusion, you will drive with the thing called the body in the kingdom of illusion.
Ako ne dođete do tog zaključka, onda ćete se sa ovom mašinom, ovim tijelom, odvesti u iluziju, obmanu.
What do you prefer?
Šta više preferirate, šta više želite?
Let us go with this body into the kingdom of God.
Ajmo sa ovim tijelom u Božje carstvo.
The world, if recognized to be the property of the Lord, and the energy of the Lord, can be seen as a kingdom of God.
Ovaj svijet koje je vlasništvo i energija gospodina može se vidjeti kao Božje kraljevstvo isto.
But if we don't see it like this, it becomes the kingdom of Maya.
Ali ako ga ne vidimo na taj način, onda ono postaje kraljevstvo Maje.
Then we forget that the body is an instrument meant for service of Krishna.
Onda zaboravljamo da je tijelo instrument namijenjen za služenje Krishne.
Then the body will be like a master satisfied.
Koje nikad, baš nikad nije zadovoljno.
Like Dundukari.
Kao Dundukari.
That's my second point.
To je moja druga poanta.
Who was Dundukari?
Ko je bio Dundukari?
He was the brother of Gokarna.
On je bio brat Gokarne.
Who is Gokarna?
Ko je Gokarna?
Gokarna means he who has the ears of a cow.
Gokarna znači onaj koji ima uši kao krava.
Let me tell you the most amazing story which you have ever heard in your life.
Da vam kažem najneobičniju priču koju ste čuli u svom životu.
The names are already fantastic.
Već su imena fantastična.
Once there was a childless brahmana.
Jedanput je bio brahmana bez djece.
He went into the forest.
Otišao u šumu.
And said, and met a sannyasi.
I sreo je sannyasija.
Give me a son.
Daj mi sina.
No, said the sannyasi. Don't you remember Chitraketu? Don't you remember Maharaj Anga? They were not destined to get a son. And when they want to have one by force, it became a nitkov.
On je, sannyasi je rekao njemu, zar se ne sjećaš Chitraketua? Zar se ne sjećaš Maharaja Ange? Jedan i drugi su željeli sina, a nije im bilo suđeno, tako da su na kraju dobili sina koji je bio nitkov.
Or the source of trouble.
Ili izvor problema.
So you are also not meant to become a son, get a son.
Ti isto nisi, niti suđeno da dobiješ sina.
I can bless you, but your son will bring you so much trouble.
Mogu te blagosloviti, ali tvoj sin će ti donijesti mnoge probleme.
That you will be prepared to commit suicide just because of him.
Da ćeš ti biti spreman počiniti samoubistvo samo radi njega.
Give me a son.
Daj mi sina.
Okay, said the sannyasi. Here is a fruit.
Ne, rekao sannyasi, evo ovdje je voćka.
Give this to your wife.
Daj to svojoj ženi.
And then she will become pregnant.
I onda će ona postati trudna.
So, when the wife heard about this fruit,
kada je žena čula za to voće,
she said, oh no, pregnancy is such a trouble.
O ne, trudnoća, to je takva problematična stvar.
I don't fit through the door any longer.
I know.
I will not fit through the door.
Aha, neću moći kroz vrata proći.
And what if a thief comes?
I što ako lopov dođe?
I won't be able to run away fast.
Neću biti u mogućnosti da brzo trčim.
Pregnancy is not good.
Trudnoća nije dobra.
And gave the fruit to the cow.
I dala je voćku kravi.
And told her sister.
Onda je rekla svojoj sestri.
You are pregnant.
Ti si trudna.
I will buy your child from you.
Ja ću kupit dijete od tebe.
How much? Said the
sister. Sestra pita koliko daš.
And finally it was agreed. She got the child of the sister.
Konačno su se dogovorili da i ona je će dobiti sina
and pretended a pregnancy.
Dobit će dijete od sestre i ona će za to vrijeme glumiti trudnoću.
Now that child
sada to dijete
became such a rascal.
Je postalo takav nitkov.
Once he severely beat up his parents.
Jedan put je okrutno istukao svoje roditelje.
And sold all the pots of the household.
I prodao sve lonce iz kuhinje.
Sometimes he would take little children like Govinda.
Neki put bi uzeo malo dijete kao Govindu.
And throw them into the bruna to drown them.
I bacio bi ga u bunar.
His name was Dundukari.
Njegovo ime je bilo Dundukari.
He would even put fire to the houses of the neighbors.
Čak bi potpalio požar susjedima.
And Admadhara, this is the name of the Brahmana, was just... Sanyasi said so.
Taj Admadhara, i to je bilo ime tog Brahmane, on je bio jako spržen. Jo, rekao je Sanyasi to.
Now the brother became, you know, who was born from the cow, he became a svetac.
A drugi brat koji je rođen od krave, on je postao svetac.
His behavior was so gentle.
Njegovo ponašanje bilo toliko gentlemansko.
He was such a good character.
Bio je takav karakter dobar.
Everyone who saw him felt elevated.
Svatko ko ga vidio, odmah se osjetio uzdignutim.
Now one day Dundukari did something and Admadhara became so frustrated that he left his wife to commit suicide.
I onda jedan put Dundukari nešto toliko, Dundukari napravio nešto toliko loše da je Brahmana bio toliko uznemiren da je napustio svoju ženu i otišao da se ubije.
But Gokana, you know, said, no, don't do this, Admadeva is his name, Admadeva is his name. Go into the Shumo, and then read Bhagavatam, chant the holy name, and become Krishna conscious.
I onda Gokarna je savjetovao svog oca Atmadeva, nemoj počiniti samoubistvo, odi u šumu, čitaj Srimad Bhagavatam i pjevaj sveto ime, postani bhakta.
You only suffered because you were attached to something which was not going to happen.
Ti si samo patio za nešto za što si bio vezan, a što se nije trebalo dogoditi.
Give up attachment.
Odbaci to tu vezanost.
By hearing the holy name and the scriptures.
Tako što ćeš slušati sveto ime i svete spise.
And he did so.
Ovaj tako učinio.
Now, Dundukari's mother jumped into the bruna and killed herself.
A Dundukarina majka je skočila u bunar i ubila se.
Then Dundukari took on 5 prostitutes.
I onda je Dundukari uzeo 5 prostitutki.
And was stealing every day for them.
I svaki dan je krao za njih.
Finally this was getting too much for the prostitutes.
To je konačno postalo previše za prostitutke.
The king's men will find us and they will know that we are together with this Nitkov and they might the king's men might kill us.
I oni su se dogovarali, kraljevi ljudi će nas naći i shvatit će da smo mi povezani s ovim Nitkovom i oni će nas sve ubiti.
Let us kill Dundukari.
Ajde da mi prije ubijemo Dundukarija.
And when Dundukari was sleeping, they were coming with a noose. Trying to kill him.
I dok je Dundukari spavao, oni su došli sa vješalem i htjeli su ga ubiti.
But very sinful men cannot die very fast.
Ali jako grešni ljudi ne mogu brzo umriti.
Like Rasputin.
Rasputin.
Yes. And so the prostitute, he's not dying.
Ono se prostitutke bile uznemirene.
They
on...
put fire in his mouth. And finally Dundukari just left the body.
Bile su uznemirene, nije tije umret. Su ga gušile s tim vješalima. Onda su mu konačno stavili vatru u usta i tako je nakon nekog vremena napustio tijelo.
I told you it's an intense story.
Rekao sam da im
this
pričam.
Is from Padma Purana, so but I can see you cannot tolerate it any longer. Your nerves burn through, so I will stop to tell the details. Anyways, he became a ghost.
To je Spadna Purana, malo je intenzivna priča, vidim da ste već nervozni, stoga ćemo, nećemo detalje.
And one day he just appeared to his, before his brother and said, brother, save me, I'm a ghost.
I on je tako postao duh i pojavio se pred svojim bratom jednog dana i rekao mu je, brate, spasi me, ja sam duh.
He took on heavy forms.
Uzeo je težak oblik.
But I won't tell it to you because you will sleep bad in the night.
Neće on...
So heavy when you hear the story.
Njegov oblik, njegova forma bila tako užasna.
So, at the so he asked, brother, save me, please.
On je molio brata, molim te, spasi me, molim te.
The brother said, I have already done Shraddha ceremonies for you in Gaya.
On je rekao, ja sam već učinio Shraddha ceremoniju u Gaji za tebe.
So that your soul will go up.
Da tvoja duša ide nagore.
Oh, you can do thousands of these ceremonies, said Dundukari. I was so sinful, they don't do anything for me. Some things, you have to do something real good for me.
Da bi rekao, ja sam toliko grešan da tisuće takvih ceremonija neće ništa, nema utjecaja na mene. Nešto moćnije moraš napraviti.
So it was decided that they that Gokana would read the Bhagavatam to the to his sinful brother.
Onda je odlučeno da će Gokana čitati Bhagavatam svom grešnom bratu.
The whole village was there.
I cijelo selo se okupilo.
And Dundukari went into a bamboo stick, you know.
Dundukari je ušao u štap bambusa.
He was a duh.
Kao duh.
He had to, you know, if he would not have done it, he was would have been carried away with the wind.
Da nije to učinio, vjetar bi ga odnio.
He had an air body.
Imao je zračno tijelo.
He was in the bamboo stick.
Ušao je u bambusov štap.
After several days of discussing the Bhagavatam, from the bamboo stick came a wonderful personality.
Nakon nekoliko dana čitanja Bhagavatama iz bambusovog štapa je izašla divna osoba.
It was Dundukari in his spiritual body.
To je bio Dundukari u svom duhovnom tijelu.
He had a wonderful bluish hue and a yellow dhoti.
Imao je prekrasno plavičasti ten i žuti doti.
He had a spiritual body.
Imao je duhovno tijelo.
And he was brought by the Vishnu Dutas, the carriers or the servants of the Lord, back into the eternal spiritual world to never return.
I Vishnu Dute, sluge Vishnu Boga, odnijeli su ga u duhovni svijet, povratili su ga natrag.
So just before he was entering that heavenly airplane which was bringing him back, Gokana, who had read the Bhagavatam, said, please, stop, I have a question.
I prije nego što je Dundukari ušao u taj avion koji je došao svoj kunta po njega, Gokarna koji čita Bhagavatam je rekao, molim vas pričekajte malo.
Why is he going back and we and all the village people who have also heard it, they stay?
Onda on je rekao, zašto on ide duhovni svijet, a mi ostali i ljudi sa sela hoćemo ostati ovdje?
A good question.
Dobro pitanje.
What do you think, Marco? The difficult question, huh? Gokana also didn't know.
Teško pitanje, ni Gokarna znao.
So one of the Vishnu Dutas said something very important.
I onda jedan od Vishnu Duta rekao nešto vrlo važno.
Now every one of you who is asleep, please wake up.
Svako ovdje koji spava, molim vas probudite se.
Slušajte. Vishnu Duta said, Gokana had heard with full attention.
Dundukari je slušao sa punom pažnjom.
He had an interest.
Imao interes.
And the others had not given full attention.
A ovi drugi nisu posvetili punu pažnju.
That's the difference. Ok, said Gokarna.
Ok, rekao Gokarna.
In a few months we will again read the whole Bhagavatam.
Za par mjeseci mi ćemo opet čitati cijeli Bhagavatam.
The whole village came back again.
I cijelo selo se okupilo ponovo.
And they heard with full attention.
I onda su sa punom pažnjom slušali.
And then they all went back home, back to Krishna.
I svi su otišli zajedno u duhovni svijet, natrag Krishni.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Full attention ki.
Puna pažnja.
How do you like this story?
Kako vam se sviđa priča?
Luka? How do you like it?
Ja sam čuo prije 6 mjeseci. Kako ti se sviđa, Fina?
So...
Kako je?
That's all right. Please, let us stay with the subject. So, this is really a very important point.
Ovo je stvarno jako važna poanta.
We can develop the higher taste.
Možemo razviti viši ukus.
By hearing the scriptures.
Tako što ćemo slušati.
By chanting the holy names.
Slušati spise, pjevati sveta imena.
And we can prepare ourselves to go back home, back to Krishna.
Možemo se tako pripremiti da se vratimo natrag kući Bogu Krishni.
In the beginning though, it will be a little struggle.
Na početku to će biti malo borbe.
Prabhupada said in the beginning it is painful.
Prabhupada kaže na početku je bolno.
If you take some medicine,
uzmite neku medicinu.
It is bitter, but if it helps to cure the disease, we must take it.
Ako je ona gorka, ali ona liječi bolest, morate je uzeti.
That is tapasya.
To je tapasya.
This means things we are going to accept may not be very pleasing, but still we have to do it.
Znači, stvari koje ćemo prihvatiti možda nisu jako prijatne, ali moramo ih napraviti.
So, to purify our impure state of existence, we do have to practice Krishna consciousness in the beginning with some, I mean, not at the beginning, I wanted to say, we have to practice it with some little endeavor.
Da bi pročistili naše nečisto stanje egzistencije, moramo svjesnost Krishne prakticirati sa više truda.
Going out on book distribution is a great endeavor.
Izaći van dijeliti knjige je veliki napor.
Isn't it?
Je li tako?
Boris. Sometimes, huh? Yeah. So, going out is a... Prabhupada says, if you go out on Sankirtan, one day of meeting the conditioned souls, giving them transcendental literature, is more worth than a whole a long period of austerities and meditation.
Prabhupada je rekao da izaći jedan dan i svesti uvjetovane duše, dati je milost, je vrednije nego duži period strogosti meditacije.
Yes. Sometimes to go and follow the rules and regulations of spiritual life is dragosti.
Ponekad je održavanje pravila i propisa duhovnog života strogost.
Sometimes, you know, devotees come and there's problems, moj sin, moj this, moj muš, moj prijatelja, moj society.
Ponekad bahte dolaze i moj.
Muš, prijatelja, sin. You know, it's sometimes when you say no, in the kingdom of the yes men, that's heavy.
Ponekad kad mi kažemo ne u kraljevstvu ljudi koji kažu da, to je teško.
The yes men of Maya, huh? When you say no, heavy.
Kad puno ljudi govore uvijek yes, yes men, yes ljudi koji govore Maya da, onda kad kažeš ne, to je teško.
But we have to do.
A mi to moramo napraviti.
Like we have to take medicine.
Kao što moramo uzeti medicinu, lijek.
Sometimes to join a spiritual movement is heavy.
Ponekad je teško pridružiti se duhovnom pokretu.
We have to give up our comfortable place of work.
Trebamo odbaciti naše prijatno mjesto rada.
Our so-called sigurnost.
Našu takozvanu sigurnost.
It's heavy.
To je teško.
But we have to be trained up to go back to Krishna.
Moramo biti trenirani ako želimo se vratiti kući.
We have to take the medicine.
Nazad Bogu, moramo uzeti medicinu, lijek.
And if we always keep in mind that we are just going to the higher taste, then it's easy.
Moramo uvijek držati na umu da mi idemo prema višem ukusu i onda je lakše.
There's always something in Krishna consciousness which can give us such a higher taste that it becomes easy to give up or to say no to Maya.
Ima uvijek nešto u svjesnosti Krishna što nam može dati viši ukus, što će nam pomoći da kažemo ne Maji.
Yes. So in this way we can purify our existence and attain real transcendental happiness.
Te način možemo pročistiti našu egzistenciju i postići stvaran, realan, duhovnu, sretni život.
I want to end my little presentation by an example.
Htio bih završiti ovu malu prezentaciju sa jednim primjerom.
Do you know, have you ever flied an airplane?
Jeste li kad leteli u avionu?
In the beginning, a lot of power has to be there to get it off the ground.
Na početku puno snage je potrebno da se avion digne. Puno moći, snage je potrebno.
But then it flies very comfortable.
Ona leti bez problema.
And only a little power has to be added.
Onda samo malo moći. Pa,
but if you forget to add the little power, it also goes like crash.
Onda treba samo malo energije dodavati, ali ako ne zanemarimo, ne damo još malo energije, onda će avion pasti.
Sometimes in our movement for Krishna consciousness, devotees are very enthusiastic in the beginning.
Ponekad u našem pokretu za svjesnost Krishna, bhakti su na početku vrlo entuzijastični.
And they forget that in the middle way they have to, you know, put the power on again.
I onda zaboravljaju da kad već lete, da daju s vremena vreme isto malo gasa.
Then they go deeper and deeper. What's happening to me?
Znači idu sve dublje i dublje i pričaju što se to zbiva meni.
I used to be so enthusiastic.
Bio sam tako entuzijastičan.
Now I'm painted white.
Sad sam obojen bijelo.
In the face.
U licu.
Yeah. What is happening to me?
Šta se zbiva sa mnom?
I'm living outside of the temple.
Živim izvan hrama.
No ukus.
Nema ukusa.
You forgot to put the power on.
Zaboravio si dati gas.
No austerity.
I ne radiš strogosti.
That is what purifies the existence.
To je ono što pročišćava egzistenciju.
Now if you want to, that's what you do when you have the airplane. You just, not so, it's not strogost. What is a struggle, Prabhupada says?
To je tako kad taj avion leti, to nije neka velika strogost, samo malo. Prabhupada ovdje kaže, kakva je to strogost?
Chant Hare Krishna, dance and take prasadam. Is that a struggle?
Pjeva Hare Krishna, pleši i uzmi prasadam. Gdje je tu strogost?
You don't want to take it?
Šta to ne želiš uzeti? Prihvatiti?
So let us not forget. while we are comfortably sailing.
Ne zaboravimo dok komfortno letimo.
Zaboravimo some austerity.
Dajte malo gasa i strogosti.
Then we will easily go to the next higher plane.
Onda ćemo...
We will fly much higher.
Onda ćemo lakše doći na viši nivo, letjeti još više.
In the spiritual sky of Krishna consciousness.
Duhovnom nebu svjesnosti Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. This lecture we were talking about the beauty of not being attached.
Ovu lekciju govorili smo o ljepoti nevezanosti.
Prabhupada once gave a lecture and he leaned forward in his Vyasa san. It's so nice to have nothing.
Je Prabhupada dan podao lekciju, ona se naslonio na Vyasa san i rekao Bhaktama, kako je lijepo nemat ništa.
He had the higher taste.
Imao je viši ukus.
He had all. He had all.
Imao je sav viši ukus.
We were talking about that. Then we were talking about the opposite of... We were talking about the attachment of Atmadeva. Huh?
Govorili smo o tome, a govorili smo i o suprotnom, o vezanosti Atmadeve.
And how he suffered.
I kako je patio.
He wanted to have a son, so he had... You know whom he had, Dondukari.
Htio imat san i znam, vidimo šta je imao, Dondukarija.
And then we were talking about the higher taste.
I onda smo govorili, pričali o višem ukusu.
In the beginning it might be a little bitter to take to this.
U početku je malo gorko da to prihvatimo.
But then we will be cured.
Ali onda ćemo biti izliječeni.
Cured of the disease of material existence.
Izliječeni od bolesti materijalne egzistencije.
Cured from the infection of the lower modes of nature.
Izliječeni od zaraze niži guna materijalne prirode.
So I want to... It would be nice, huh?
To je bilo lijepo, no?
I want to say thank you very much for listening.
Želim reći hvala puno na slušanju.
Please forgive me if I have spoken too energetic about some points.
Molim vas oprostite mi ako sam govorio previše energično o nekim poantama.
Yeah, but I feel the subject is very important for all of us.
Osjećam da ova tema je vrlo važna za sve nas.
Do you have any questions?
Imate li nekih pitanja?
Gorhari? No? Do you think it is possible for you?
Da li mislite da to moguće za vas?
Is it theory or is it...
Da li to samo teorija? Ili je primjenjiva?
High platform, huh?
Visoki nivo.
It's easy.
Lagano je.
Let us analyze these two answers.
Analiziramo ta dva odgovora.
Here's someone who, your Andaka, is most probably the oldest Vaishnav here. And yes, how many? 10 years? Andaka Prabhu has practiced 10 years of Krishna consciousness.
Andaka Prabhu je jedan najstariji Vaishnava ovdje preko 10 godina.
Luka has practiced 1 year.
Luka jednu godinu.
Whom shall we believe?
Kome da vjerujemo?
Isn't it?
Je li tako?
I will also say it is difficult.
Ja ću isto reći da je teško.
I have 72 I joined and I have 22 years, isn't it? 22 years. I'm the oldest, yeah.
Ja imam 22 godine prakse duhovnog života, ja sam izgleda najstariji ovdje.
If I'm asked, honestly, we are in the family, no need to talk lies. It's not a public lecture.
Ako se...
No, don't translate this. We as a family, we talk honestly.
Mi smo obitelji, govorimo pošteno.
So, shouldn't we believe Luka?
Da li da vjerujemo Luki?
He's a mayor of a town.
On je major grada. I značajnik.
Does he speak a lie?
Da li on govori laž?
No, the point is like this.
Poanta je sljedeća.
You have to know where to fix your mind.
Trebate znati gdje da ufiksirate um.
You have to always keep in mind what is your zeal. Your zeal, zeal.
Trebate uvijek znati koji je vaš cilj, ufiksirati um.
Yes. Then it's easy.
Onda je lako.
And what Maya wants to do is Maya wants to take this goal of life away from you. You forget.